Homeward Bound, January 11, Creative Energy. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Psalm 33, verse 6. The creative energy that called the worlds into existence is in the Word of God. This Word imparts power. It begets life. Every command is a promise, accepted by the will, received into the soul. It brings with it the life of the Infinite One. It transforms the nature and recreates the soul in the image of God. The life thus imparted is in like manner sustained. By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. The mind, the soul, is built up by that upon which it feeds, and it rests with us to determine upon what it shall be fed. It is within the power of everyone to choose the topics that shall occupy the thoughts and shape the character. Of every human being privileged with access to the Scriptures, God says, "I have written to him the great things of my law." Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The Word of God, like the character of its author, presents mysteries that can never be fully comprehended by finite beings. But God has given in the Scriptures sufficient evidence of their divine authority. His own existence, his character, the truthfulness of his word are established by testimony that appeals to our reason, and this testimony is abundant. True, he has not removed the possibility of doubt. Faith must rest upon evidence, not demonstration. Those who wish to doubt have opportunity. But those who desire to know the truth find ample ground for faith. We have no reason to doubt God's word because we cannot understand the mysteries of his providence. In the natural world, we are constantly surrounded with wonders beyond our comprehension. Should we then be surprised to find in the spiritual world also mysteries that we cannot fathom? The difficulty lies solely in the weakness and narrowness of the human mind. The mysteries of the Bible, so far from being an argument against it, are among the strongest evidences of its divine inspiration. Education, pages 126, 127, 169, and 170.